Excellencies, Presidents, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the International Union of Soil Science, I have the privilege and the honor to convey my best greetings of more than 60,000 soil scientists from around the world to you on the occasion of the World Soil Day celebration by the UN FAO in Rome here. The origin of the World Soil Day was initiated by the Council of the IUSS in August 2002, already during the 17th World Congress of Soil Science, which was opened by Her Highness Princess of Thailand. The decision was taken by the Council members who defined the 5th December, which is the birthday of His Majesty King Bhumibol of Thailand, as the International Day of the Soil. Therefore, for the last 10 years, the World Soil Day has been commemorated by numerous national soil science societies all over the world, initiating the celebration of the soil of the year as a continuous annual event in order to enhance the awareness of the beauties, the potential, but also the vulnerability of the world's soils. Our very positive and supportive link between the IUSS as a scientific organization and various international organizations like the FAO and the UN allow to promote soil awareness and to foster the knowledge about soils as a non-renewable, very sensitive and fragile ecosystem. Therefore, soils must be used carefully and in accordance to their resilience and elasticity for long-term maintenance of key properties and processes, thus meeting the demands of the growing world population. Through land misuse, as we have already heard, and soil mismanagement, soils have been increasingly degraded and some of them are already irreversibly lost. Therefore, we must have to make clear that just public concern is not sufficient to protect soils and to use them sustainably. We really need to take action. The strategy to reach sustainable intensification for achieving food security, sufficient drinking water supply, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions are also needed. This means the mitigation of global change processes are needed for maintaining healthy soils. Therefore, it is essential for scientists and the interested community to know more about soils and their functions. Additionally, it is important to convince politicians, decision makers, landowners, and the world community about the importance of soil for the provision of goods and services for humankind. It has been already more than 500 years ago that the famous artist and scientist Leonardo da Vinci pointed out that we know more about celestial bodies than about soils underfoot. As is indicated by the celebrations of the World Soil Days today, soils should receive the importance which they rightfully deserve. They should be placed at the forefront of the scientific agenda on the roster of policymakers and the awareness of the general public. Soils, as we know, are the most complex biomaterials on Earth and are a self-regulating biological factory. Thus, it is absolutely essential that soil degradation, as the most insidious and underestimated challenge of the 21st century, must be defeated. At present, the vulnerability of soils because of global change and under anthropogenic impacts is unprecedented. Severe degradation, including widespread contamination, accelerated erosion, and severe depletion of carbon and nutrients, rapid urbanization, and frequent hazards are threatening sustainable food production, adequate water supply, global ecosystem services, and the quality of human life. Soil carbon sequestration, soil restoration, and the conservation of biodiversity as well as other soil functions are important for a sustainable land and soil management. The IUSS will cooperate with UN and FAO and other organizations to improve this scientific knowledge and to promote the global acceptance of soils as one of the most important natural resources. The IUSS will also strengthen the awareness concerning the vulnerability of soils to abiotic and biotic stresses and the limitation of diverse land use approaches. As the world's leading soil sciences union and member of ICSU, IUSS, in cooperation with FAO, UN, and other organizations, have the capacity but also the responsibility to jointly undertake initiatives to improve the visibility of soil-related issues to the public at large. It should also convince landowners, farmers, foresters, and the policymakers to observe soil properties and functions as well as their threats and limits. On this auspicious occasion of the World Soil Days, IUSS congratulates the FAO and the UN for celebrating the World Soil Day together with the launch of the International Year of Soils 2015. Finally, I express my sincere wishes for a strong cooperation between IUSS and UN and FAO. Only together we can enlarge the scientific knowledge, strengthen the understanding of the soil as a finite and non-renewable resource, promote the sustainable use of soils, and enhance awareness about the importance of soils for the production of food, adaptation and mitigation of climate change, and the provision of water. Soil is the basis of all terrestrial and aquatic life. It must be used, certainly, restored and improved for human well-being and nature conservation. I wish you all a happy World Soil Day. Thanks.
Dear soil mates, I would like to introduce you to guacamole, which consists to most of us of 99% avocado, not according to short-term profit-driven shareholders, in which case it consists of 0.3% avocado powder. So if we want to feed tomorrow's world, the question is not only how, but also with what? Meat, vegetables, guacamole, or sugars? Obviously, also the how question is crucially important, and I would like to thank and compliment Maria Elena because she has said it all. We are losing 30 soccer fields a minute of fertile soil, mostly as a result of intensive farming. So if we want not only to feed today's world, which one could do with a lot of mineral fertilizer to have a good yield boost, but if we choose for long-term resilience of our soils, we must build soil life to enhance the water-holding capacity, to sequester carbon in deep soils, to mitigate climate change, and to enhance the pest and disease resistance of plants, and ultimately to feed ourselves with healthy food. This is not only about farmers, this is also about consumers. Yesterday's consumer looked like this. He would or she would automatically obey what the big brand owners or retailers would say, or what the big agrochemical industry would say. Fortunately, today's consumer looks like this and has a few questions. With regards to his health, with regards to soils, climate change, rainforest, etc. Supermarkets recognize this and increasingly start communicating the so-called externalities: carbon footprinting, water footprinting, and the footprint of the future will be soil footprinting, which is very good news. We, on behalf of IFOAM, would like to introduce you to the Soil Mate, because the future of our product will no longer be called a commodity like grains or soy or tomatoes or something, but it will be something to do with climate, something to do with these externalities that are also dear to us and that all start with a healthy soil. This is what organic farming stands for. This is what the International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movements represents. And you can launch enormously creative consumer campaigns, which is what we are doing together with IFOAM and the FAO. And I would like to join you to become a soil mate, because the soil is the limit, not the sky. And organic may not be the only solution, but certainly the single best I can think of. And in order to not only create solutions and point in the direction of farmers, the cooperation of consumers is needed. That's why we need soil mates, in order to save our soils. And I would like to congratulate the FAO and this global community with today's celebration, which we would like to continue together with all of you on the 26th of June, where IFOAM will put together with 100 other NGOs, including the FAO, a big Celebrating Soil, Celebrating Life Day conference together with Earth Charter, which will be opened by the Prince of Wales and closed by our own Dutch Queen, who is from Argentina, by the way, and many other important decision makers. So, dear soil mates, thank you for these 5 minutes, and I hope you'll be all there. Marcella, you too, please. Thank you.
Director General, Your Excellencies and distinguished delegates, thank you so much for having the private sector and the fertilizer industry for this historic event. It is really fantastic to see so many of you today to celebrate soils around the world. The International Fertilizer Industry Association, on behalf of its more than 500 members in 85 countries, is delighted to be part of the Global Soil Partnership. The fertilizer industry decided to contribute financially to support the FAO in the celebrations for the International Year of Soils. Crop nutrients supplied together by organic fertilizers and mineral fertilizers are vital to maintain and restore soil fertility. The fertilizer industry's mission is to produce micronutrients, such as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur, but also micronutrients, such as zinc, boron, selenium, iodine. These macro and micronutrients are used by farmers around the world and are needed by plants, animals, and people. The industry's role is also to educate retailers and farmers on how to best use those crop nutrients. We promote good agricultural practices based on what we call the 4R: the right fertilizer source, at the right rate, at the right time, and the right place. Through the 4R principles, we hope that fertilizers will be used appropriately by farmers so that the nutrients are taken up by the crops and not released in the environment. There is a common misconception that supporting the use of mineral fertilizers means opposing the use of organic sources of nutrients. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, most agronomists agree that optimal nutrient management entails starting with on-farm sources of nutrients and then supplementing them with mineral fertilizers. The integration of organic and mineral fertilizers or sources of nutrients should be promoted. We particularly want to emphasize two policies to support farmers who are the stewards of our land and our soils. The first one is to encourage farmers to adopt integrated soil fertility management around the world. And the second one is to make sure that extension services are revitalized through both public and private sector, or through both arrangement in public-private partnerships. So this is really delightful for me to be here today, and the fertilizer industry wishes that we will be continuing working with all of you today here, representing all stakeholders involved in soil management including scientists, governments, civil society, and development organizations. We will be coming here for the International Year of Soils regularly, and we hope to meet many of you and continue working further with the FAO. Thank you again, and happy World Soil Day.